people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So we've made it. We completed another fiscal calendar year, because we go by whatever calendar we're going by. We don't go by the government calendar that their fiscal year ends in September. No, we got our calendar. Taxes are due. Yippee. Insert noise-making sounds here. Woo! Zip, 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 zip. And so is the time for resolutions. Oh, we all love these resolutions. Always seems to be the go-to New Year review. I don't want to look at any of our shortcomings. That's old you. That's old me. We know where we need to improve. We've examined ourselves as the years have gone by, at least the days and the weeks, maybe so much as we realized last week or last month. Oblivious to it the whole rest of the year, and that's okay, because we're out there to improve on ourselves. And maybe that's to go to the gym, work out. Gym commercials have already started. Sign up now through January 12th and get a discount on this and that. No judgment. Sign up for a year and you'll only go 2 weeks and we'll get all your money. But painting resolutions so specifically seems to have its issues. I'm going to lose 135 pounds. I'm going to lose 72 pounds or 15 pounds. I'm going to get back into my high school shorts. Sometimes it's just not that easy. Sometimes we grow older and things are more difficult. There was an individual sharing a conversation the other day about his journey through weight loss. And it's been a couple years, but over the years, over the last couple years, he's lost 115 pounds, the lightest he has ever weighed in his entire life. Well, not his entire life, but the past 50 years, lighter than he's weighed. And it all started with just getting up out of the chair saying, I'm going to walk to the end of the driveway and back. A little bit of resolution. Short term, small baby steps to get us down the road. And I've always been terrible at thinking of broad or very specific goals, I guess. Flashing back to 8th grade, social studies teacher. Beginning of the year, we were told to write down something like 4 or 6 goals or something. And I was an avid bicyclist back then, riding my bike. So I had aspirations. And I didn't want to bite a whole chunk off all at once. Didn't want to ride my bike all the way out to Seattle and back in the first go. What kind of goal setting is that? Just to do it. It was a lot of miles. A lot of work. And so I said my 4 little goals, make it 1/4 of a way, make it 1/2 a way, make it 3/4 of the way, and then make it all the way to Seattle and back. And I failed that assignment. Those aren't real goals. Those aren't real achievements. Oh, public school is awesome. But it made sense to me. Lacking decent guidance. Hard thing to come by these days. Not all of us come from pristine families. Something tells me a lot of us don't. That's okay. Makes us all extremely unique. And so with minimal role models and minimal guidance, I had to make up the rules as I went and just continued to be a flunky within school. Public school's terrible, but it taught me a lot of things. How to bend the rules and not break them. And I guess in the same vein of learning to pace yourself and set these goals, I've got a little exercise workbook. Should have brought it in here. But what do you know? It's just sitting right here. How convenient. How forward thinking of me. But this little booklet that I bought before I moved out here, I knew my physical fitness would be changing. So I had high aspirations because I knew I'd be working less hours and I wouldn't be as tired. So I bought this little exercise book for the Royal Canadian Air Force Exercise Plans for Physical Fitness. You get the XBX workout, a 12-minute-a-day plan for women, and the 5BX 11-minute-a-day plan for men. two books in one, two famous basic plans.
This is not a sponsorship.
But pacing yourself.
I was sitting there on the sofa the other day, just looking at my belly going, I'm getting big again, I'm getting lazy.
Need to exercise just a little bit, keep up with past me. And so I look at the first series of workouts and seems easy enough. And I hit the numbers that you're supposed to go for. And I keep going for the total duration of time, the 11 minutes. And I will tell you, it's a workout, gets your heart pumping, works the muscles, an exercise that's meant to be done in a hotel room with minimal equipment, something like a chair to hold your feet down or hold your feet while you do sit-ups. And my heart and lungs are still good enough in that capacity, but I didn't stretch. And I've been hurting for 2 days, but the hurt is pretty much gone, so I will be back at it tomorrow. But I didn't start this for a New Year's resolution. I just started it because felt it was time. It seemed simple enough, 11 minutes. Doesn't take up much of your time. But then after that workout, like I said, it's a workout, but it'll be doable. I will maintain those numbers that they set. They say do the numbers that are there, and if you finish at those numbers before the time is up, go on to the next set of numbers. And as long as you complete it within 11 minutes, you're fine. Work your way into the next step. Elevate yourself slowly but surely, so that way you don't pull any muscles, blow a hamstring out or something crazy like that. But again, not my resolution. Not the thing that I feel that I need to do to improve myself or make sure that I enjoy life just a little bit more to the fuller amount. I've heard a couple podcasts talk about it in this way as far as setting goals to go this past couple weeks. And I know it's not a new thing, but it's a good thing to be reminded of just setting your goals, your New Year's resolution. I guess you should have already made it. If you haven't, that's all right. You got until the end of January. It's the American way. Take your time. Procrastination. It's good for the soul. But setting those resolutions up is just a one-word thing. So that way, you don't have to, again, file yourself down to that weight loss goal number, making sure you actively fit into those shorts. Setting your goal is just fitness or health, making sure that you eat at fast food just one less time a month. You know, maybe it's saving money is your goal. You just get one less Frappuccino a week or something along those lines. You make that simple, easy decision. And then you push yourself as the year goes on. Maybe you push it to minus two Frappuccinos. Maybe you go to the gym twice a month instead of once a month. You actually pull through February. Go all of February. You make it into March. And you keep on it. Someone else had mentioned just the single word of encouragement. Making sure that they're speaking in an elevated manner of things that they believe is good for people. Pointing them in the right direction. Making sure that they're doing their best to succeed and finding a way to do what you can or they can to help the third-party individual succeed without breaking the bank, breaking their back, going above and beyond, but doing above the bare minimum of just kind of pointing them in the correct direction. Communication is a good, solid, singular word. Do we need to improve on our communication? Sometimes I feel I need to. I can tell you as far as if I'm going to choose the communication word as my singular New Year's resolution, it's best summed up in two words. Follow through. I'm good at initiating conversations. I'm good at continuing the conversation, especially with certain events and whatnot where people are forced into the situation. But following through on the second and third day where someone sends you a text. Oh, I'm terrible with texts. I see them, and then I put my phone down, and I walk away. I come back. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot to respond to that. It's that follow through. Or maybe we start the conversation, we start the communication, we start the planning, and we think we have it all tied up. And then the day of, well, I thought you had that covered. I understood you had that covered. That follow through, communication, making sure everybody's on the same page, making sure people want to continue to hang out. It's a big thing. If you don't communicate, people don't know. Surprisingly, we are not mind readers. What if your goal is more service? You've got that community service,
goal mindset. You want to go out and picking up trash is, that's for the criminals, the people that have community service. No, we want to talk about volunteer service, helping the elderly, bringing them food, or driving them around, picking up their groceries, putting them away for them, vacuuming their house, mowing their lawn, just good deeds. Something that you can pat yourself on the back, be humble about it, and walk on. Do you want a better education? A simple enough word, education. Learn something just a little bit more new, something along the lines of programming. Maybe learn how to write music. An attempt to acquire another job skill. Learn how to chisel away at stone. Lay asphalt. That sounds terrible. Maybe learn how to be an HVAC technician. Wiring. Plumber. Electrician. Auto mechanic. Again, programmer. Be that for computers or the stay-at-home network engineer. Learn how to drive cattle. Maybe learn how to use the Dewey Decimal System. There's an education for you. Or maybe today's the year, or this is the year that you decide to stop sniffing glue. Vices. Stop doing all these bad things, drinking and drugging and sleeping around. This is the day, the year you clean yourself up. Seems a little high for a New Year's resolution, but not to tell you not to have that, not to push for that, if that's what's going to make you better. Usually, as far as I understand, those experiences usually come when they show up. It's not usually a January 1st situation that you decide that this is the year you're going to stop sniffing glue. Just one more time, one more month. I'll be done at the end of January. Already failed your resolution, sir or madam. You there in the earbuds. Save it for next year. Don't listen to me being facetious. You do you. Maybe you get to calling to go to church. Put that church word, solo. Spirituality. Go on a vision quest. Plan something out. This is the year I go on my vision quest. Go out to the desert, take some peyote. See if I see any wolves, things in the night sky. Is this the year you finally start your 401k investment, retirement? Focusing in on all your bills, making sure everything's all squared away and covered. I know years ago, on a more fun situation, more fun topic, one of my New Year's resolutions was to go to more concerts. How many concerts was more? It was just more. I knew in the past few years at that point, I'd only been to like 2 or 3, maybe 4 concerts a year at the most. I wanted to do more. That was it. Simple enough, easy enough goal, go to more concerts. And I believe at the end of that year, I had gone to 22 concerts in a single year. It's a lot of concerts. A lot of fun. Don't remember them all. It's okay. I've got the ticket stubs to prove that I've gone. I haven't gone to 22 concerts in a single year since then. That's okay. I made my goal. And it was fun to realize that at the end of the year. And so for this year, for my fun goal, I'm going to keep it easy, keep it simple. I definitely have enough on my plate and I could rack up a full-on list of things that would qualify as New Year's resolutions. But I just want to go fishing. Fishing. On the docket. Need to go once. Minimal excuses. I'd like to go more than once. But if I can just go once, it'll be good. But I know if I go once, I'm going to go more. I'll at least know what I'm doing. Get that practice. It's all practice. It's all slight improvement. It's a point to find that zen. Sit down on the water. Be away from the office. Because I'm not focusing on health and beauty. I got a voice for radio and I'm the same weight I was back in August, so it's not the Christmas food that done this to me. But if you haven't thought of your New Year's resolution, think of something simple, something small. An elephant can only be eaten one bite at a time, not all at once. Make an achievable goal. Don't overextend yourself. And when the time comes, when it comes back to the end of the year, you will have realized you've made it. You will have succeeded. So again, I say Happy New Year. Welcome to 2024, the year that you improve yourself. And me, gonna continue improving, especially here on the podcast, because my name is Billy Bones. B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon at Billy Bones at... Let's start that over again. Happy New Year. Happy 2024. We're all improving. We're all moving along. The year that we all improve, especially me on this podcast. Because who am I? I am Billy Bones. Not as good as the first time. B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, at Billy Bones, at noagendasocial.com. Send a tweet, boost a toot, retweet the tweet. Say hello, say hi. Let everybody else know that the show is out and going. Let's get some listeners in here. If you don't have the SOS meds, for the people you know that don't have the SOS meds, SOS meds, send them to the website, billybones.com. Remember, that's spelled with the number 3 instead of the letter E. In there's links to show notes and past episodes. There's links to a Tabletop Woodworks if you need a little bit more value for value. Because this is a value for value podcast. I release this podcast free of charge, no paywall, no sponsors. No one to tell me what I can or cannot say, whether or not I approve or disapprove of a product, in hopes that you find value. And if you did find value out of this single episode or the entire catalog, fantastic, thank you. I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask that you do is you give this show a share. Maybe someone else gets that talking point, gets that gear turning, starts that conversation, figures out their New Year's resolution, just one word. But if you feel that this show is worth a monetary amount of value, be that the US dollar or Satoshis, you're in luck, I take both. Again, you go to billybones.com, you scroll down, you click that value for value button. It'll take you to PayPal, you chip in, you donate, you support the show in a number that you feel is appropriate. Like today's executive producer, Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley, sending in his $15 monthly donation, as well as some Satoshis that I received last week, but I wasn't prepared. I apologize, dropping the ball. Got room for improvement, though. Sir Sean streamed in 2,548 Satoshis through Castomatic, saying Merry Christmas boosting and have a good one and a great 2024. Thank you, sir. You do the same. KR streamed in 355 Satoshis between two episodes, Building Purpose and Utilizing Old Hardware. 355 through from Podverse. And then we have Kyle of the Pocket Parlay and Light Tickle podcast. Start that over, please. Streaming in 1,710 Satoshis from Fountain, listening to Utilizing Old Hardware. Thank you, sir. Check out my interview with him. I sat down with him on the Pocket Parlay podcast. I haven't put that. That's up on the website, but I'm going to put it in today's show notes. You can go out and listen to just a little bit more of my conversation. Maybe you find out just something a little bit deeper about me. You find out more about Kyle. Fantastic individual. But I'd like to thank all of you very much for listening. Happy New Year. I love you, and I will talk to you next week.